Hi, I'm Tom Zimmerman from the EMDR podcast. This is a short episode as a reminder for therapists to be kind to themselves. And it really, I think, is about your clients that may have most motivated you to get your training in EMDR therapy, and simply the realization that often comes at some point that these are the clients we're doing the least amount of actual EMDR reprocessing with. And they're really unfortunate, but good reasons why this is the case. Reasons that really do have, you know, nothing to do with you as a therapist. And it really does come out of the recognition that these clients really, really, really need to heal. So I guess maybe we'll just start with that headline, is that the clients that probably most need to heal may be the clients, at least for a long while, that you're doing the least amount of EMDR with. And there are really good reasons for that. So think about what really complex clients are. They're clients who have an enormous amount of comorbidity. There's a lot going on with your clients with really complex trauma. There's physical health stuff. There's profoundly dysregulated sleep. And I don't know, as a therapist, I don't know whether you believe in good luck. But if you're a trauma therapist, I know you believe in bad luck, because our clients with the most wounding, their wounding continues. They're some of the most unlucky people that we can possibly imagine. So trauma is happening all the time. Very, very, very often trauma is happening to them in an ongoing way, and we are the ones that deal with that. So long story short, we wear an enormous number of hats, right? So as clients go through difficult things, they're going to need us to listen to them. They're going to need us to help them with housing transitions. You know, a fair amount of the time, we're going to have to put our case manager hat on. Their relationships tend to be pretty significantly unstable. And to be honest, many people in their lives are just dying all the time. So it is a difficult, difficult task trying to find sometimes little plateaus of stability in order to do this work well. So if the clients that most motivated you to get this training, turns out these are the clients you do the least amount of EMDR therapy with, then this is pretty common. It's the way it is. You know, blame the universe, blame whoever, but it's probably not your fault. So I'll also point out that many of these tasks that we do as these clients' primary therapists, many of these tasks, like, for instance, listening to someone when they don't have anybody else to listen to them or support them or validate them or give them encouragement or really just let them be seen with their perspective and with their experience. That thing that we do, being the presence of someone who's wounded and communicating something, that is a trauma-focused intervention. So don't beat yourself up. If you're like, all I'm doing is I'm listening. I'm just listening to people. Yes, that's an important task. And again, some days we're going to have to put on our case manager task and help a client with a housing crisis or help a client with some kind of relationship stuff, something, or parenting difficulty. So don't let the fact that the clients that most motivated you to get your EMDR training be a reason why you stop using EMDR with all of your clients. Let's think about this. There, even in a client, a caseload that may have a lot of really complex clients, you have some that are doing better. And those clients may be better EMDR clients for a while, because there's a lot you need to learn anyway. So again, I know these clients probably got you in the door you may be able to do pretty good EMDR with them down the road. And yes, they need to heal. Many of your clients with complex trauma, they're simply not going to get better. In some ways, their luck's not going to change until we can help them rescue themselves from the past. That is a process, that is a journey, that is typically a multi-year journey. So, if this is what you're finding, that EMDR with clients with really complex trauma is spotty, it's on and off, it's touch and go, it's being able to do several reprocessing sessions and then spending a chunk of the summer not being able to, despite your best intentions, that's often what it looks like for a while. So this may not be about you. Be patient with yourself, be kind to yourself, be kind to your clients. And opportunities may come to keep bringing this up, right? We may say, I noticed the same theme that's been coming up over the last few sessions. If things settle down a little bit, you think you may want to work on that in a more focused way. That can be a good strategy. But it may simply be the case, at least for a while, that the clients that you kind of most had your heart set on helping them heal, their healing is going to be the slowest and most piecemeal. And it probably was always going to be this way. So I don't know that that's about us. Do the best you can. And it's always hard work. Working with clients with really complex trauma is always hard work. Don't let anybody convince you otherwise.